This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Senator Michael Bennett grilled Texas Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe today. He's the nominee for Director of National Intelligence. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Bennett, a Democrat, focused on whether Ratcliffe would ensure the delivery of intelligence without personal bias or political predisposition, and if he'd protect members of the intelligence community from any political reprisal.
Including at the cost of your own job?
Yes.
I appreciate that, because I think your job, if you're confirmed, is to enable the intelligence community professionals to do their job.
Ratcliffe has been a defender of President Trump in Congress, but at his confirmation hearing, he distanced himself from Trump's complaint that the intelligence community has, quote, run amok. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Pueblo residents are voting today on forming a municipal electric utility, CPR's Grace Hood explains.
Ballot question 2A would terminate the city's contract with the current utility, Black Hills Energy. Supporters say electrical bills under Black Hills are higher compared to Xcel Energy or nearby Colorado Springs utilities. Opponents say acquiring the electrical infrastructure from Black Hills could be costly.
Denver's real estate market took a hit from COVID-19 last month as the number of listings fell 37% compared to a year ago. The Denver Metro Association of Realtors says that the number of homes under contract was down by almost half. Meanwhile, showings surged last week in Metro Denver when in-person tours resumed. 66, partly cloudy in Denver. This is CPR News.